My name is Eric. This is New Noise. This is episode 20. And this is where you will not be hearing any Christmas tunes, but we'll be hearing quite a few underground punk tracks and the like. Right, let me catch my breath because it's just a trope at this stage. I come in here out of breath every time, straight off the back of doing a little bit too much in the morning myself, but hey, right, okay. I didn't think this list ahead very well, as I cannot access my actual playlist I had prepared for this, but look, right, I can remember most of it, so we'll go off the cuff. So as I was saying at the end of the last show as well, or midway through it, this time of year, especially with the kind of new releases that I like to put on, it's a little bit dry. And hey, that's fine for a dry cold to a wet one. But I'm just going to take this one for, I'm not really sure how many more shows I got left, so I'm going to take this one to go through some of the top tracks that I've had this year, since we're apparently into Spotify rap season already. And look, hey, I might as well go along with at least one trend. And I'm going to just throw some weird ones at you. Some odd ones you mightn't expect. Some things that really don't keep the theme here, but look, they're there. First one is by a band called Public Service Broadcasting. And it's some Go! Exclamation mark. Don't forget the exclamation mark. And look, right, if you ever wonder what it felt like to be in the control room for a lunar landing, now's your chance. We'll get into what you expect a little bit more afterwards, but I wanted to start with this one. So yeah, let's go.
This is Apollo Control at 102 hours into the flight of Apollo 11. It's grown quite quiet here in Mission Control. A few moments ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz requested that everyone sit down, get prepared for events that are coming. And he closed with the remark, good luck to all of you. Minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point.
Okay, all flight controllers, gotta go for powered descent. Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. GNC, go. Ecom, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for powered descent.
We're off to a good start. Play it cool.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guides, go. Control. Go. GNC. Go. Econ. Go. Surgeon. Go. Retro. Go. Fido. Go. Guidance. Go. Control. Go. Falcon. Go. GNC. Go. Econ. Go. Surgeon. Go. Capcom, we're go for landing. Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
15 seconds. We're going just like. We're going that alarm. We're speed down 2.5. It's give a dust reoccur. We'll be go. Turning back up. Over. Problem. Roger. 12-01 alarm. 12-01 alarm. Same time. We're go. Okay, we're go. We've had shutdown. Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Okay, keep the chatter down in this room. T1, stand by T1. Stay no stay off, flight controllers. Retro, stay. Fido, stay. Guidance, stay. Control, stay. Telcom, stay. GNC, stay. Econ.
Stay.
Surgeon.
Stay.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Guides.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Falcon.
Go.
Ginsey.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
I'm going to take this opportunity to deliver my weekly explicit content warning if there will be explicit lyrics present in the next song and many songs before I finish up at 2 o'clock, so you've been warned now. Hall of Mirrors off of the Distillers 2004 album Coral Fang, and that was apparently, and I'm not surprised by this fact at all, but that was my own personal most played song in the past 11 to 12 months, which really isn't surprising. So yeah, I'm gonna go through a few of those, because like this is the first year, and like I've always had a mixed relationship with Spotify Wrapped. It's the first year in probably like about 3-4 years been paying attention to it that, like, I actually looked at, like, oh yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, that's actually accurate. And a lot of it comes from stuff that I've been pushing boundaries on and trying to find through the course of doing this show since I started doing it around May, June. So yeah, we're going to take a little trip down memory lane today. Take a trip down there. There's going to be some songs I've played before, and hey, I'm perfectly fine with that. There's some other ones that I have never deigned to grace your ears with, but will do today. And I think in the name of that, yeah, no, on the tone of that, I'm gonna flake on a song Miracle of Sound put out last week, which I felt was just a little bit too out of tone for my usual style, which even still is eclectic. But here is one called Heart of Flames. If I can just grab it, there was things. Yeah. Heart of Flames put out last week on the 24th, and I'm gonna play it for you now. Look, it's a song about a video game, and apparently that was my fourth top genre this year was soundtrack stuff. So look, you can't stop me. It's going on. Heart of Flames, it's about Baldur's Gate 3, if anyone's been playing that, and one particular character in it, but here you go.
Oh,
There was Brass Bell by Screaming Females off the album they put out, I think it was February, March, April, first half of this year anyway, called Desire Pathways. That was one I played very, very early on the actual lifespan of this show, and a couple other ones. So I definitely had Scowl on here. Definitely had Scowl on here. And apparently, and this was actually the one surprise to me, was that apparently Baboon Show, which I'm about to play next, were fifth top band of mine this year. So good for them. Shout out to Sweden, I guess. So yeah, next is You Got a Problem Without Noah by Baboon Show, and because these are both fairly short, then Shot Down by Scowl, and for to nobody's surprise, Wolves by Audible Joes, who put out their last EP ever this year, and they managed to claw their way up into number four for me, while having like two or out of five of my top songs, both off of that EP. So it's great. If you haven't listened to songs to keep you up at night by Audible Joes yet, just get on it. Because I don't think there are many other ways I can say that. And I probably will try to stop saying it next year. Well, let's face it, New Year's resolutions never really last, do they?
Oh no, you-
in the video for that song. And before I go any further, I got some ads to flake on.
Cláiste na hOllscoile Corcaigh, 98.3 FM.
This is Katie.
And this is Caoimhe.
Here from the UCC IT security team, we have three simple tips to improve your cybersecurity.
1. A secure password is the first line of defense against unauthorized access to your account. Don't reuse passwords. Never underestimate the power of a secure password.
Significantly enhance the security on all your accounts, professional and personal, by using multi-factor authentication.
And 3. Protect your devices from malware by avoiding USBs. Use cloud storage options like OneDrive and SharePoint instead. Visit it.ucc.ie to learn more.
Hi there, my name is Sinead Wolfe and I'm the chairperson of UCC Nightline. Nightline is a free phone, non-judgmental, non-advisory and confidential listening service run by students for students. The phone lines are open Sunday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. during each term. Our service also has an online chat function if you feel uncomfortable talking on the phone. Nightline is here to listen to any problems that you have, whether it's related to your course, your personal life, or if you just want somebody to talk to. Our phone number is 1800 32 32 42 and can be located on the back of your student card. You can find our website with our messaging service by looking up UCC Nightline. Whatever is on your mind, we are here to listen.
Need pointers on the best gigs happening in Cork every week? Listen to Set Guitars to Kill on UCC 98.3 FM for new alternative Irish music every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. with your host, Emily Donnery. With the best tunes from post-punk, math rock, 90s alternative, softboy indie pop, and so much more. So tune in to hear chats with local artists, alternative classics, and the best upcoming bands from around the country. For updates, follow my Insta at setguitarstokill.ucc. That's Set Guitars to Kill every Thursday on UCC 98.3 FM.
Biggie Ling, gach mart on a caragadina cuig leis na ciomates ar UCC no go 8.3 FM. Gach seachtan, plain Maeve, Eva agus Lorraine, cúrsaí gaelinga agus Phoebe na saor. Cúrmid ian na speisialta faoi aglaif agus galor eile. A ceol ó Bhannaí is ceoltóirí éirnacha, scéalta granúra lenar agadí antín, agus sopicí samúla. Is cinnte go mbíonn crack cord sa scóra leis na ciomates gach seachtan. Is féidir teachtaring ar Instagram agus bíonn an cláir ar fáil i bhur an podcraile ar Spotify. Sin iad na ciomates gach mart ó na ceithreagraí na cuaig.
UCC 98.3 FM.
Right. So next, I'd be remiss without putting on something from the ones who unsurprisingly climbed to my top artists of the year, and that's Dublin Lads Chewy, who were down just a few weeks ago and playing an absolute killer show in Fred's with, who was there? Easy Company and another band who's never forget. But hey, look, it's a fantastic show, and if you get a chance to see them live, which you will do in the near future, because they're going on a swath of gigs. They're doing a proper album launch in the Butner up in Dublin, Button Factory, on the 9th. And yeah, an album launch for an album they released in May. They put a lot of effort into the music, right? They put a lot of effort in the albums. The rest of it, look, they're flying by the seat of their pants, and like, I respect them for that much. Here's Amateur Artist off of their release this year, Inarticulate, and honestly, just listen to the whole album if you haven't already. Listen to Marrowbone Lane as well, they put out in 2013. It's all great start to finish, and that's probably why they got up to top spot for me this year. So yeah, Amateur Artist and the Teen Jesus and Gene Jesus afterwards. scene. Jesus and the Gene Teasers from Canberra, Australia, with a song that, like, written out, it's just basically pronounced, ah! Sorry to deafen anybody there. But look, they're a good band. I like them. And they've been putting out better and better songs, and they went on. But anyway, another one I was surprised to actually see in a top 100 for myself. Well, not really surprised, I do love the song. But next up, got like a proper classic. Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. Came in like number 60 odd for me. And hey, who... Right, so there's one trope, right, that's been going on for ages and ages. And anytime you get any, like, say, film, video game, just even anything at all related to the Vietnam War, they just put Fortune Son over it, you know, anything like helicopter footage, whatever the hell, because it was so popular back then. It was just so overdone that, like, I've really started to, like, kind of hate the song, a bit like how when I was a teenager, I got really sick of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, because it was just so overplayed. So yeah, I've kind of mentally replaced any instance of Fortunate Son with Gimme Shelter, because look, same time period, just about as popular, and look, in my opinion, bit of a better song, that's up for you to decide, I guess. And afterwards, some grunge with Turf Boy, who I found only this year based on them playing shows and me wanting to plug shows that were around, and I'm really glad I did, because they're fantastic. Like, Colin, the lead singer, great guy, same guy from Job Seekers, and honestly, Turf Boy. They play kind of second fiddle to their members' other projects, but they're really good. If you get a chance to see them, do. They play a lovely live show. But first, anyway, Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, and Learn by Turf Boy. Turf Boy, well, I've learned nothing. I'm just repeating what he said. Sorry, I was a bit into that one. Learn by Turf Boy. So I've got time left for a couple more tracks, which are going to be by the same artist who, if I didn't mess up my own cue, that'd be absolutely lovely. So yesterday, there was some very good and very bad news. For most people the world over. And I just want to say first, before I get into the bad news, which is going to underpin what I'm about to put on next, I want to wish a very, very merry burn in hell to Henry Kissinger on behalf of everybody in Vietnam, in Cambodia, and Laos. The world lost a war criminal yesterday, and this is honestly just fantastic. But at the same breath, Shane McGowan also passed away, and which is quite frankly a shame. But look, the man survived far longer than one would hope, given the lifestyle he lived. So you know, hats off to him. I'm going to play a couple songs by the Pogues to take us home here. It's not going to be neither of them are going to be that one. All right, okay. In case anyone was worried, but look, first up, I'm going to do Irish Rover, their collab with the Dubliners, and going to leave it off with the Parting Glass. And yeah, thoughts and prayers of the family, because that's all you can do in a situation like this. But the world got a little bit better and a little bit worse in the space of about 6 hours yesterday, and here's a Shane McGowan for everything that he did while he was still in it.
We set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the aft, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old Nanny Goss tiles and a whole of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the Lee, there was Hogan from Chelsea to home. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bug, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, pudgeon and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but it was all from the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.